WLM Mobile.
This is Kate 4 CMA, Kilo Zulu 4 Tango Mike Alpha. Couldn't get your call in though.
Station KA5WLL Mobile, you're staticky into the repeater, but somewhat readable.
Thank you. I'm mobile, and right now I'm in the shadow of air. You came through pretty clear, so I thought I might have had a clear shot, but I'm probably still in an area that I'm going to cut it now, so sorry about that.
Understand that shadow. It's been an ongoing issue. It probably will continue to be as long as that mountain's there, but if you're probably on White Hampton, I understand you're in the shadow there. But I'm over here in Taylor's area, just out of the shadow on East Lee Road. Deeper in the shadow of the United Mobile repeater now. I'll say 7-3 for now. Maybe we'll talk later. KA5WL out clear.
Well, KN4VWA, what are you doing, Leroy?
Hey, KA5WL. Gonna go meet a guy, Lee, to pick up some equipment for the trail life event this weekend.
This weekend?
Trail life's got a encampment down in Central this weekend, and Blue Ridge has provided some communication support for them.
About that. That ought to be fun. Well, so how have you been doing?
Okay, I haven't heard you lately, but I've been doing okay.
Well, it's been long enough. You probably don't know who this is.
Steve.
Hot dog. I guess that just makes me a little bit unforgettable, hopefully in a good way. Well, I just want to jump in there and say hey real quick, let that fella get out of the hole, and you have fun with your trail ride this weekend. And I'll talk to you, hopefully I'll talk to you again soon. K4VWA, I'm clear after your final. Have a good one, Leroy, 73.
73, Steve, you take care. K5WL, clear.
For TMA Mobile, trying again.
Did a lot better that time, K5WL. Name here's Leroy. You must be out of the shadow now.
Yeah, thanks for the reply again. Name here is Simon, and yeah, I got off of Edwards Road, went south a little bit on Wade Hampton, and I'm in a better spot now. My previous reply that didn't hold the repeater open was, you know, yeah, gosh, that darn mountain, wish we could move it someday. I heard that the local club, the Blue Ridge Club, had talked about linking it with the 8-2 machine on Paris Mountain, which would be a delight for me, because I can hit that clearly anytime.
That's our plan. I'm the treasurer of the Blue Ridge Club. But, yeah, that's our plan is that we get that linked, both those repeaters linked up, either fully linked or at-will linked, one or the other. We haven't decided yet. But that would make it a lot better. And, plus, once we get Caesar's Head finished, we're looking at adding another redo an antenna system on that, so that would make it a lot better too, give it a little bit better reach.
Yeah, that would be great for me and for anyone else over here in, yeah, you know the area. That sounds great. I was actually down in Roanoke Rapids, or up in Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina, and came upon a pretty interesting repeater network up there. I believe it's N4WFU, if I'm not mistaken, and he's got three repeaters set up on an automatic voting mechanism where it'll detect which one you're hitting closest and automatically connect you to that one. But it was very seamless. It was a really impressive network. I'm not sure if that's the kind of thing we have in mind here, but I'd love to have these two repeaters linked.
Definitely. I deal with the same issue. I live over off East Lee Road, and I'm right in the edge of the shadows, so I have a difficult time at times getting in myself.
Well, I'm still a bit of a novice with ham. I got my general, but I haven't gotten into anything beyond, 10 meters. So I'm not sure that I'm one of the local members who would be able to contribute anything towards that whole repeater network. But if there's any other way to help, it'd be fun to help out.
Sounds good. And I invite you to join the club or at least check us out. We meet the first Monday of the night at the Red Cross, probably where you got your license at 7 p.m. And we're, like I was telling Steve a minute ago, we're doing an event with Trail Life this weekend down in Central. And if you're available, you'd be more than welcome to attend. You can check out our website, brars.cc, and you can see some details on it there.
Glad you reminded me. I need to be better about checking out the site and being aware of local events. So, yeah, good. Thanks for the reminder. All right. Well, I'm in a parking lot where I thought I had a clear shot of the repeater. Thanks for confirming that I did. I'm going to go pick up dinner and head back. Salt 873. Thanks again. This is KZ4TMA, and I'll be clear after final.
Roger, you have a good day. I'm where I need to be and refuel and wait for the person I need to meet with. So you and enjoy the hobby. KA5WLL 73.
KO4PXB. KO4PXB.
KO4PXB, KA5WLL. I heard you call there, but I was at the fuel pump.
All right, sir. Yeah, I just wasn't. I'd heard the last end of yours, and I just got back in the truck myself. So I was hoping that that didn't, or somebody didn't drop off that quick. Sometimes I know this channel gets quiet around this time frame. How was your day?
Good. I've been on probably, I don't know, 150, 200 miles with AutoZone today driving for them. So, but now I'm fueling my vehicle and getting ready for this weekend. And like I was telling the other guy there, we got an event with Trail Life down in Central. So I'm meeting Lee, one of our vice president of the club here, to pick up some equipment to carry down there with me.
Yep, I heard the part of that too. So it's going to be pretty much using ham radios on trail and like a, almost like parks on the air.
They at one point had tried using FRS radios, but they found that they didn't have the reach that they thought they had, and they have a couple guys that are ham operators that reached out to us to see if we could provide some better coverage for them for safety reasons.
Yep, I know y'all enjoy that. So hopefully it'll be pretty weather.
It should be pretty weather. They were talking about some rain, maybe overnight tonight, and then showers in the morning, but clear. And for our part of it, we'll be providing coverage for when the boys go onto the trail and off the trail and some other stuff in the firing ranges area. But it should be a good time.
You had me at firing range. Are they staying out there overnight, or just, you know, that make it fun for them to be able to camping and do outdoor stuff?
No, Roger. They're in camp tonight. They'll be camping tonight, tomorrow night. And we'll be just with them tomorrow during the day.
Are they doing the rustic camping? Because I know when I was out at the Cowpens battlefield during one of their winter exercises for the campground reenactment, it was like 19 degrees at night. So the Park Service was definitely bringing around extra bales of hay, because like I said, they seriously were doing the rustic camping, and they had the canvas tents and had all the hay laid out. And so their event was supposed to be pretty much as, you know, natural to that time frame. So they was definitely cold people. There was no sleeping bags. It was just all wool blankets and doing what you can to stay warm.
I don't know if it'll be that rustic. They provide us, you know, Trail Life is basically like the Boy Scouts, and they'll have like, I don't know, some 200 boys on site tomorrow or during the weekend, so they'll, all the troops will have their own equipment.
Yep, I know they'll definitely enjoy that. It's nothing like getting outdoors, and because me and my wife do the tent camping every once in a while when it's not too hot and not too cold. We'll, you know, go out there and, you know, and camp out and have fun and build a fire and just sit around and relax.
And this will be the middle high school age group this weekend. And I think they put the high school groups, or the high school students, in charge of the troops. and let them pretty much run the show while their trail master is pretty much set back and supervised.
Yeah, that'll definitely be a learning experience for them. Like you, I think you definitely know the answer to this. What's the difference between the Boy Scouts and the U.S. Army?
Guns.
No, it's actually, at least the Boy Scouts have adult supervision.
That's true also. You busy at work?
Yes, sir. Today I was trying to do a recovery on an error message that the potential failing of a hard drive, so I was working on creating an image so I can sit there and just get that image and operating system on another drive. Because the device is under warranty, so they sent a new drive, so I just had to do a backup and create an image of the C drive, and then just mirror, then just copy it out to the new drive.
You always sound like you have something interesting going on every day. I don't always get a chance to talk to you, but I hear you when you're talking a lot of times on the way home. Anyways, the person I got to meet is Ryan, so let me let you go and jump out and talk to him. K5WLL, 73 for now.
Sir, be careful. It's KO4PXB.